This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
They always say follow the money, right? Follow the money and you're going to find the answers to the questions that you want answers, especially when it comes to financial crimes. Something very interesting revealed today in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. This the 2nd of February, 2023, as we begin to take a little delve into the financial crimes that Alec is also being charged with, and seemingly the dates, the times, and the money all point to a very specific window in history, a very specific short window in history in which his wife and son were both killed. Very, very strange to have all these things falling together right at the same time. I guess sometimes when it rains, it pours, right? Or is there something a little more nefarious going on here? But we learned in court about Alex Murdaugh and his financial misdeeds and the timing of it to the death of his son and wife are very, very scary. According to the prosecution, his schemes, his financial schemes, were about to be made public when Murdaugh allegedly killed his wife and son. The argument is that he did this to divert attention from him to them. You know, feel bad for me. Jeannie Stechinger testified that Murdaugh was confronted with about $792,000 in missing cash on the morning of June 7th, 2021, the day of the murders. That very day in the office, they said, hey, Alec, come here. What's going on? This seems to be missing. Claimed that legal expenses should have been paid to the law firm, PMPED, and not to specific attorneys. In the pretrial proceedings, prosecutors said that they thought Murdaugh killed his wife, Margaret Maggie Murdaugh, and his son, Paul Murdaugh, who was 22, to draw attention away from the illegal activities that were right there, right about to come to life. Somebody already said, we need to talk about this. And what suddenly happens that night? Why, they're dead. Now, if the scheme is to take attention away from yourself, that's one thing. One thing I've been saying for quite some time is, did Alec realize how much things were about to fall down on him and that he was about to let down his wife and his son and so many people around him who believed the myth of Alec Murdaugh and the legacy and all of this? But in the end, he was just a thieving failure at the very end of a long line of fairly successful prosecutors and solicitors in his district. Alec never really quite lived up to it. He always had to pull some strings to do this, to do that, to try and keep that going. And when the cloak comes off or you start to see the wizard behind the curtain, it's not as exciting. And if you have a family that believes that you are the wizard and you don't have it in you to face the music of what they're going to think of you after, there's one of two things that can happen. Either you can self-destruct and face the music, and that pain and that anguish is all going to hit you very hard. But if you're a malignant narcissist like Alec Murdaugh, well, there's another way around that, isn't there? Just get rid of the people that are going to look at you with scorn and hate. Yeah, if they're gone, then you don't have to feel the scorn and hate because they're gone. And, oh my gosh, all the attention now goes over here to you, the poor man who has the wife and son who were murdered in your home. That seems to be a little more likely than just somebody randomly showing up the house that day and murdering his wife and son. Stechinger stated that she met Murdaugh on June 7th and demanded that he provide evidence to disprove her suspicions and that he had received the money himself. And then he said he gave me the assurance that the money was there and that he could get it. That night, well, everything goes to hell. Maggie Murdaugh, his son Paul, killed in their home. And in the end, the killing served as Murdaugh's means to shift the focus away from himself. buy himself some additional time to try and prevent his financial crimes from being uncovered, which, if revealed, like I said, it would have been the end of Murdoch. Keep in mind, there was also the lawsuit against him for the death of Mallory Beach, who was 19, whom his son Paul killed in the boating accident when he was drunk and drove underneath a low-hanging bridge. That was there, too. Prosecution says the $792,000 had already been spent. Stechinger stated on Thursday that the hearing was abandoned as a result of the passing of Maggie and Paul. They had one all scheduled to question him about these things. The company decided not to question Murdaugh about the missing funds. So, hey, success on that. Alec, you got the wheels to stop turning for a little bit of time. After the killings, Alec was distressed, obviously, and upset, and not in the workplace much. Anybody that wanted to bother him just didn't. They didn't think it was actually missing. And they still thought maybe he'll come back with it, as we still had a few months before the year's end to fix it. Therefore, they decided not to bother him as he was a grieving man at that moment in time. There doesn't seem to be much length as to which Alec Murdaugh will go to not make himself look like the victim, get pity, and try and have his way. Thankfully, that world is now coming to an end and crashing down, and he can no longer effectively ruin the lives of his clients or his family any more than he already has. Keep it here for more on the Alec Murdaugh trial, including continuing coverage, breaking updates, and more. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.